Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 15, Real Estate Financing, Practices. This portion of our review deals with different types of loans and sources of funds. But first, let's discuss the role of the federal government in real estate financing. The federal government plays an important role in influencing the supply and availability of mortgage financing in this country. One of its most important tools is the Federal Reserve System, known as the Fed. All nationally chartered banks must join this system. The Fed controls the supply of money available for mortgage loans by setting reserve requirements and discount rates. Real estate loans are made in the primary mortgage market. Once they're originated, they may be sold to investors in the secondary mortgage market to generate additional funds for making more loans. There are a variety of primary lenders. Savings and loan associations, mutual savings banks, and commercial banks are classic examples of fiduciary lenders. They're all subject to government regulations set up to protect the funds of their depositors. Large long-term mortgage loans also suit the investment goals of life insurance companies, pension and endowment funds, and investment financing groups. And in recent years, credit unions have also started originating mortgage loans. Don't mistake mortgage bankers with mortgage brokers. Mortgage bankers are primary lenders who lend their own money and that of their clients as well in originating real estate loans. Mortgage brokers aren't lenders, but more like facilitators, bringing borrowers and lenders together. So, who makes up the secondary mortgage market? How about Fannie Mae, Jennie Mae, and Freddie Mac? The Federal National Mortgage Association, or Fannie Mae, is a privately owned corporation that buys packages of mortgage loans from primary lenders. Fannie Mae may buy conventional FHA and VA loans, often at a discount. The Government National Mortgage Association, or Jennie Mae, is a governmental agency under the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which purchases loans and sells shares in pools of mortgage loans to investors such as pension plans. Jennie Mae has the authority to guarantee payments of principal and interest to holders of the certificates sold. Another government entity that buys conventional mortgages is the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, or Freddie Mac. Freddie Mac's mortgages are pooled and sold on the open market. Now let's turn our attention to the types of financing available. Keep in mind that when we use the word mortgage, we're talking about loans secured by either mortgages or trust deeds. Straight loans are known as term or interest-only loans. During the life of the loan, the borrower is required to make periodic payments of interest. The entire principal amount is due at the end of the term. Amortized loans are paid in installments. Payments are calculated at an amount sufficient to pay the interest due and to repay part of the principal. With a fully amortized loan, the principal balance will have been reduced to zero at the end of the term. Most real estate loans are amortized loans. Adjustable rate loans, or ARMs, are amortized loans originated at a given rate of interest. But unlike fixed rate loans, the interest rate will be adjusted up or down according to an agreed upon index. In a loan with a balloon payment, the regular payments are not enough to fully amortize the loan over its term. In a balloon payment loan, the final payment that pays off the loan is larger than the others because principal is still owed at the end of the term. With a growing equity mortgage, payments of principal increase according to an index or schedule. This makes it possible to pay off the loan more quickly. And finally, in a reverse annuity mortgage, payments are made by the lender to the borrower. This allows the borrower to realize the equity they've built up in their property without having to sell. When a lender refers to an LTV, or loan-to-value ratio, The reference is to the amount of the loan divided by the sale price or the appraised value of the property, whichever is lower. For example, an $80,000 loan on a house valued at $100,000 would have a loan-to-value ratio of 80%. And, of course, conventional loans are neither insured nor guaranteed by the government. Usually, borrowers make a down payment of at least 20%. The security for a conventional loan is the mortgage itself.
Many people forget that the Federal Housing Administration does not lend money, but rather insures loans made by approved lenders. The most common FHA loans are called 203B loans. They're 15 to 30 year loans given on 1 to 4 family residences. The interest rates on these loans are competitive with other types of loans, but the LTV is quite high. Very important is the fact that the property to be purchased must meet FHA minimum property standards. While the FHA insures lenders against a borrower's default, the Department of Veterans Affairs Loan Program guarantees lenders against default. It's important to remember this difference. These VA loans are made to veterans, individuals who have served in the military reserves, and the unmarried spouses of veterans who have died as a result of military service. The government's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, offers programs to help borrowers purchase or operate family farms. Our list of financing possibilities for today's buyers continues with the purchase money mortgage. This is a seller-financed loan where the buyer gives a note secured by a mortgage or deed of trust to the seller as part or all of the purchase price. A blanket loan is one secured by more than one piece of property, such as lots in a subdivision. As each parcel is sold, a release clause in the mortgage allows the lender to release the lien on that particular parcel. In a wraparound loan, a new lender assumes payment of the buyer's existing mortgage or deed of trust loan. The lender then gives the buyer a new increased loan at a higher interest rate. Generally, the loan must be assumable in order to wrap it. Open-end loans are expandable up to a maximum dollar amount. The full loan is secured by the same original mortgage. Modern real estate practice discusses several other financing options. Be sure you understand construction loans, sale and leaseback arrangements, buy-downs, and home equity loans. We suggest you review the helpful math concept features as well as the various tables and figures throughout Chapter 15 in your textbook. They'll help you more fully understand the large number of loan types. There are 4 federal laws affecting mortgage lending. They are the Truth in Lending Act, the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, the Community Reinvestment Act of 1977, and the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. This last law requires lenders to inform buyers and sellers of the real costs of a real estate transaction. It will be discussed in more detail in Chapter 23. Regulation Z of the Federal Truth in Lending Act requires lenders to disclose to borrowers the real cost of borrowing money, including the annual percentage rate. It's a consumer protection law and does not apply to business or agricultural loans or credit over $25,000. A key provision of Regulation Z concerns the right of rescission, giving a borrower 3 days from the date of the disclosure to rescind the transaction when refinancing residential property. Regulation Z also addresses advertising. It's permissible to advertise in general terms, such as easy monthly payments, but if one specific credit term is given, all must be given. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits lenders from discriminating against borrowers on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, sex, age, or marital status. And the Community Reinvestment Act requires financial institutions to meet their community's needs for low and moderate income housing. Having an overview of current financing techniques and sources of financing can help salespeople direct buyers to the mortgage loan that will help them reach their real estate goals.